Okay, or...
Oh, I will do that.
Another one begins with the letter C. I
can do that.
Okay. And on the other hand, if you're not able to do it, you say, I'm sorry, but I
can't do it.
Say if somebody asks you about sundown to do a job, and you've just been working all day long, you might say, well, I'm sorry, but all I'm going to today.
I work all that I'm going to.
Okay. Or if you're talking about an accident that's occurred up the road, you might tell somebody, well, there's no need to call an ambulance because the victims are
dead.
Okay. Is there anything you would say to modify that? They're dead.
They're
to indicate time.
They're almost dead, or
okay.
Dead.
Or already.
Already dead, yes.
All right. So this phrase, if a farmer is looking at his corn and it's unusually short for this time of year, he might say, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it's taller.
It's much taller.
Well, he's trying to say that it's unusually short this time of year. He's accustomed to it being much taller. And he might say, well, that's funny. At this time of year, it be taller.
But, this time of the year, it will be way taller?
Or it
taller? It ought to be taller.
Right, that's what I was asking. Okay. What about, say if a child is misbehaving, his mother might say to him, well, now you're not doing what you
ought to.
Okay. Now, I'm looking for a negative using the word dare here. Say if a child might dare a friend of his to run through a graveyard at night. Now, how might you use the negative of dare? You have to use the word dare in a negative sense. He might say, well, now, I dare you to run through that graveyard, but I'll bet you...
Well, I bet you won't do it.
All right, now, what if you had to use the word dare in your response? I dare you to do it, but I'll bet you...
I dare you to do it, but I bet you won't do it.
Okay, what I'm after is something like, I bet you don't dare do it, bet you dare not do it, I bet you dare, I bet you dazzle.
No, I bet you won't do it, I bet you don't dare do it.
Okay, alright. Alright, now again, using ought in a negative sense, if you say, well, so-and-so got a whipping, I'll bet he did something
he ought not to have done.
Okay. All right. Now, say if you're doing some work all by yourself and somebody's just standing around watching you. Finally, you get tired of this and you say, well, you have helped me, you know.
You've helped me. Why don't you go on and tend to your business?
Well, he hasn't done anything. And you're trying to, you know, make a little snide remark at him. You say, well, you have helped me, you know, after all. Just kind of fill in the blank there.
You have helped me a lot after all.
Or you might, you have helped me, you so-and-so.
You might have helped me do this.
Okay. All right, again, so indicating the possibility of being able to do something. If somebody asks you to do something, you might say, well, I'm not sure I do that for you.
I'm not sure I can do that for you.
Or
I ought to do that for you.
Or
I should do that for you.
Well, it's not as sure as all that. Mm-hmm. You're just not sure whether you're going to be able to do it or not. I be able to do that.
I'm not sure I will be able to do that for you.
Okay. What about using the word might there?
I'm sure I might not be able to do that for you.
Okay. In this part of the country, do you ever hear people say something like, oh, I don't know, I might could do that?
Yeah, yeah.